Hello, Brian Kennedy.
Hello, Ray Darcy.
How are you? So you won't be singing from your kitchen today, then?
Oh, God damn it. It's driving me mad. Yes, damn that old COVID bug. I mean, I'm sitting here raring to go, guitar in hand, hair up in a bun, ready to go. Yeah, it seems the gremlins are on hand today. But hey, you played Life, Love and Happiness.
That's yeah. And that's lovely. What I love about that song is it builds and builds and builds, doesn't
yes.
it?
Yeah. And that's what was great about it live, especially when we had the whole live band and everything. We used to always kind of encore with that and yeah. I just used to love that part of the show, absolutely. We need positivity, Ray.
Yes, and that must... How do you draw on that sort of, you know, those memories now?
I do, I definitely do, because especially around that time, this was kind of written around the peace process there in the 90s, you know, the 90s, just before I finished A Better Man, that record. That was one of the last songs to be written. And so I do, I remember those times, and especially when I'm doing my Facebook Live shows with, you know, Richard and Lar.
Yeah.
In my mind, I'm in Wembley Arena. With, you know, of course I am, because yes. I actually was there with Tina Turner.
Yes.
You know, all those years ago. So my memory, thank goodness, is completely intact.
I saw, I don't know if you watched it yet, but the Tina Turner documentary.
Yeah, I did.
It's brilliant, isn't it?
Oh, she is the epitome of survival, that woman.
Yes.
Absolutely extraordinary. And I got to watch her up close every single night on that UK tour. You know, and then we played here in Ireland and then Scotland and around the rest of the UK there. And I mean, she was phenomenal every single night. You know, she was maybe probably the oldest person on the stage by a mile. And I would think one of the fittest, one of the best
yes.
singers, one of them. I mean, I couldn't take my eyes off her every single night.
I didn't realize how formidable she was.
Yeah. You know, yeah. Well, I think that's, you know, God love her. You know, she's had such a, you know, there's a trawler full of past and abuse and
yes.
all kinds of things that we associate her with. But as you say, just give the woman a microphone.
Amazing.
And let her sing, you know.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
my goodness me, that's why she's still around now.
How are you?
I'm very well. I had my first vaccine the other day on the 28th of April. So felt a bit weird and spaced out that night and very tired the next day. But no sore arm, nothing. And again, Ray, I think it's just a major step forward in getting past this pandemic
yes.
to get the vaccine. I get my final one. It's a Pfizer vaccine I'm getting. Don't you love how people are going, hey, which one did you get? Which one are you getting? Like, just give it to me. You know, so the 26th of May is my final vaccine, and then I'm rare to go.
And I suppose for somebody like you, because you're vulnerable, you know, did it mean an awful lot to you? Because I would imagine you were scared to go out. Or maybe,
I was. I actually was. And, you know, for goodness sake, I grew up on the Falls Road. If anyone's yes. going to make it to be scared to go out, it would have been those days. But certainly, I just was extremely wary of not putting myself. I was really listening to Dr. Holohan. I was
yes.
trying to take it all on board. I would go for my little walks. But, yeah, I always wore the mask outside, things like that. And you just don't know. What I didn't want to do was put my immune system through that to see how it would cope. I didn't ever want to be in that situation.
Yeah.
And so even going across to St. James's Hospital, where I was getting, you know, a scan and results and everything, of course it plays on your mind because that's where all the COVID was and all that. But of course, as usual, St. James's were incredible. They have it so organized. I was over again there recently. They're just incredible people, you know.
Yeah. And does Monday have any significance for you? Will you be going anywhere or...?
This Monday, I'm very tempted to get in the car. I've got great friends in Galway. I mean, how far can we go, Ray?
Remind me, because
I'm dead confused.
Oh, no, you can go anywhere.
Oh, anywhere, okay.
Yes, yeah.
So I might go to Galway, I might go to Donegal, I'm not sure. I'll kind of just see what the story is on Monday, what's in the news on Monday,
yeah,
and then
yeah.
I'll make a decision. But yes, I'm mad for a road trip. That's the great thing about being on tour. I really love driving, and I love, you know, the length and breadth of our gorgeous country, and hopefully the weather will be nice too.
And do you play your own music when you're driving?
Can you imagine, right, in the front of the car
yeah.
singing along to
Here we go again.
Can you believe it? Yeah, Recovery, the song I'll be singing will be Recovery, definitely.
Well, we have a bit of it there. We play it for people.
Oh, fantastic.
I opened my heart carefully, then closed my eyes so I could say truth, justice and love, recovery, truth, justice and love. Repeat these words through and through. Truth, justice and love, recovering, recovering.
I suppose we're all on a road to recovery now, aren't we?
I think it's so funny how that song is, the lyric has taken on a completely new meaning, and it is exactly that, recovery from this bizarre. I mean, Ray, I haven't done a proper gig for well over a year.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? It's just extraordinary.
And how, I know this is a very personal question, but how are you for money, Brian?
Well, I mean, I've been I'm okay. Let's just say that, because I as you say, I haven't done a paying gig for a very, very long time.
Yeah.
You know, and thank goodness I don't have a squad of kids and all of that kind of thing. So I live somewhere. I live comfortably. I live sensibly. I'm solvent-ish, you know, so I'm okay. But certainly I could do with a few more gigs this year, thank goodness. And yeah, even from a mental point of view, it's important to go to work. I mean, at least you guys, you get up and you go into the studio and do all of that. I need to do what I do. You know, my singing, my music, it's not a hobby. It's a vocation, you know. It's what I'm built to do. So, I'm doing okay, but it would be nice to get paid back.
That's interesting. So it defines Brian Kennedy, and without
entirely.
It. Entirely.
I mean, I've been doing this for my entire adult life. I've been singing since I was a little kid. I've been a professional musician since my late teens, early 20s. The first album was 1990. That's 31 years ago that I've been clocking in as a singer and musician. I mean, this is my vocation. I'm not doing this for anything other than that. Yeah. I don't know. Here's how you can tell, Ray, that I'm definitely into it. Because I've been doing it for the last year. I'm not being paid. I still want to do it. I still want to sing.
Well, listen, we can't wait. Sorry that the whole kitchen session didn't work out. we can't wait to get, you know, we can all come back into studio and you can sing us a song.
I can't wait to come in and sing for you. Okay. Before you let me, can I say a big shout out to Catherine Lynch's mother and her best friend, Dolly, who were listening in Mohill. I'd be killed if I don't say
it. Right. And does Catherine Lynch's mother have a name apart from Catherine?
She does. I think you should get it a ring in. But here's the thing. Catherine and I have been doing these characters. I'm Concepta from the pharmacy.
Right.
And I ring up. I pretend to be Concepta from the pharmacy. And I'm ringing her up about her prescriptions, you know, for all kinds of rudeness. Yeah. And then she pretends to be Sister Ejaculata from up there.
We have to go. See you, Brian Kennedy. Stay safe. Guys. Mind yourself. Bye. Cormac and Sarah on the way. We are back on Monday at 3 o'clock. Enjoy your weekend. Whatever you're doing, do it safely.
It's the Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.